Hi everyone, and thank you for coming on to watch. I'm so excited about this Bravehearts Wise Woman Warrior community. We're actually in week two of the course and community. So we actually had a bonus session, the first one, which was about being ready for anything, and it was looking at emergency supplies. We know that the papers are full of articles about food shortages or food prices and inflation. We know that there's been so much printing of money. So we know that the dollars are devaluing, the Australian dollar, the American dollar as examples. We know that things do have to get worse before they get better. And I'm full of hope, and absolutely that's what we're doing with the Bravehearts Wise Woman Warrior community. It's about looking at, okay, what's actually happening, but then what can we do about it? So it's about coming with hope and learning the strategies to go forward. So we had being prepared for anything. The bonus session was on emergencies, what to put in for emergency supplies for when we know, that things are, transpiring. And then we had week one, which was being ready for anything. And the first time was looking up glory properties. And so not only about setting up your property and looking at the different aspects of it, there's a lot of people that are realizing, especially with food shortages. So it's everything from, a garden. So it's like water, land management, even if it's just a local property in an urban area. Because we know that we all need to be looking after the environment, for example. And then also, what to put in your garden, what to be, thinking about with that. There was nine different areas across those. And then the second one was on gird your loins, which is looking at the spiritual aspect and how we got taken out previously in the past, how we can be prepared for anything. From a spiritual perspective, and how we overcome and how we can go forward. And so some of that was from a revelation that Pastor Kyra and I both got separately, but where we came together and we shared a session during the 48-hour prayer under Raising Royalty, and a bit more about that. This week, I'm so excited. This week, one of my favorite topics is looking at the Seven Mountain Revelation, which actually first came out in 1975 under Bill Bright and Lauren Cunningham, Lauren Cunningham of YWAM, and Campus Crusade with Bill Bright, and then more popularized by Lance Wolnau. So this is about my revelation of what I've been getting. So I first came across this back in 2011, so over 10 years ago. And a lot of what we do with Imagineering is about the Seven Mountains, and even the Futurist Solution 2 is like a Seven Mountain blog. And yeah, so that was super exciting. So I've just recorded some of that. So it's a revelation that's been unfolding, especially over the last few years up on the Gold Coast, and now that I've relocated down to Sydney. So I'll be presenting that tomorrow, in Sydney time, so Australian Eastern Standard Time. And then later in the week, I will be looking at the Kingdom of God, which is super exciting. So the first session in the week is actually doing a teaching session. So it could be on more transforming cities, transforming nations, the nuts and bolts, looking at vision, character, stewardship. Then the or you know how does money work, the understanding of money. And obviously Seven Mountains, so many different aspects there. And then the second session of the week is more like a home group, but definitely kingdom revelation, a lot of word study, so scripture. And yeah, I'm super excited. It's just been awesome to have the privilege to be bringing this forward. And people can join. Definitely you can just catch up. They have been recorded. We would love to have you coming on live. So, unlike what I've been doing for the last few years with Imagineering to a Better World, where I've been doing it for anybody, this particular, the way that I teach this is absolutely for Christians. But I will be still doing some other sessions where other people can come in for sure. But this particular group, we are talking in, you know, like scriptural terms and all of that. So it's the way that we speak about that. And just a reminder, everything we do with Imagineering to a Better World, I've had Muslims, Hindus, atheists tell me that it's, oh my gosh, it's like heaven on earth. And I'm saying, yes, it is. So it's just that using different language. So it's definitely not being exclusive or anything. And Wise Warrior Women, there's a lot of men who are coming alongside men. That's awesome. I'm a woman and I want to be coming alongside women for this particular group. So it's especially for those who know that they have a call to government, but those also who want to be ready to be ready for anything, which is actually one of the meanings of gird your loins. So thank you so much for watching. Yeah, awesome. So we'll be doing more challenges in the future. At the moment, I'm just concentrating on, you know, getting these things up and running, and obviously a lot to learn. There's so much been happening. And we'll also be touching a little bit on, you know, what went down with the elections in relation to the Seven Mountains. So it's exciting times. Remember, we can change the world one day at a time, one person at a time, one decision at a time. Bless you.